Angel Eyes. After spending a few lonely hours at the local bar about a quarter mile from my home, I walked alone back to my apartment. It's convenient, and I don't have to worry about how much I've had to drink. I am a writer, and it can be a lonely life at times. I've never been married, have no kids, and my apartment does not allow pets. After a new book release party, book signing, or hanging out with friends, I still go home alone and snuggle my pillow to fall asleep. I had been out with friends and was again walking home alone. I was coming upon an alley when I heard muffled sounds and a struggle. I looked into the alley and saw what to me looked like a woman being raped. A man had this woman facing the wall, her dress up, her panties down, and brutalizing her. They weren't very far down the alley, and her head turned toward me. Our eyes met, and I could see a desperate cry for help in them. He was a large man, a lot bigger than me. Knowing any animal having such an act disrupted would be very violent, I looked for a weapon. Finding a piece of wood about 3 inches square and 3 feet long, I went to work. I walked up behind him and hit him just behind the right ear. He dropped straight to the ground. As I stood over him, watching to see if he would get up and was still breathing, she put her clothes back in order.
"Thank you. Do you need medical attention?"
"No. Let's get out of here before he comes to. I think we should call the police and have him arrested." Turning and heading out of the alley, she says,
"Please, no. He is my husband. Let's just get out of here."
Grabbing her arm, I said, "Wait a minute, your husband?
Please, let's go before he wakes up."
"Just wait a second. Your face is bleeding from where he had it pushed up against the wall." I turned her toward me, and with my handkerchief, I gently wiped the blood from her face. As I was wiping the blood, I said, "Where will you go at this late hour?" "There. The scrape isn't as bad as I thought." "I know of an all-night diner close by. Let me at least buy you a cup of coffee. You can calm down and think through what you are going to do." She paused for a second. Then, hearing her husband begin to stir, she said,
"Okay, let's get out of here."
Walking to the diner, I asked, "What's your name, Angel Eyes?" With a puzzled look, she asked,
"Angel Eyes?"
When I looked down the alley and our eyes met, that is what came to me. Angel Eyes needs help. "Until I get a name, I don't know what to call you." With a shrug of my shoulders, I continued, "Silly, I guess." She smiled.
"No, not silly. I am Jackie. Thank you again."
We got to the diner and went inside. It was after 2:30 in the morning, and the place was deserted. We found a booth in the back, away from the windows, and ordered coffee. After the coffee was delivered and the waitress left, I began, "Would you like to explain what happened?" She looked down into her coffee cup and was pausing to decide what to say, if anything. I was getting a little upset. After all, I didn't have to intervene. Finally, I ran out of patience. "Jackie, I did not have to get involved. I could have just kept walking. But instead, I took the risk of killing a man I don't know. You owe me an explanation." "Finally," she began,
"my husband, Ken, thinks I am having an affair. We married 10 years ago. We were going through a rough patch about 2 years ago. He started accusing me of having an affair with a work colleague."
She paused, thinking,
"Maybe I was a little infatuated? We had a lot in common, and we would talk over complex ideas about writers, artists, and such. It would never have gone beyond a deep friendship. I had never seen this jealous side of him before. The next thing I knew, it was escalating. He began stalking me. My colleague was transferred, but it still escalated. He started tracking my phone and my daily whereabouts. Tonight, I met an old girlfriend from work for dinner. Ken turned up at the restaurant and started making a scene. I excused myself to use the restroom and left out the back door. Ken was waiting. I started for home. Following me, he began wanting my lover's name, where we met, what we'd do together, on and on. The more I denied his accusations, the angrier he became. Finally, we came upon that alley, and he dragged me into it. You know the rest.
Has he done this before?
Yes. Once, at a home of our friends. The husband walked in on us. Ken told them it was my fantasy, my rape fantasy.
You stayed?
If I left, he would kill me.
I sat there, not knowing what to say. After all, I don't know them. I had a friend whose wife baited him into situations where he would say the most dreadful things, even threats of how he would murder her. She said it excited her sexually. He did not know she was secretly taping him until she filed the divorce papers. He said, she said, and she had the tapes. She got everything, and he got to keep the tapes from being heard and his job. I knew him well and was the only one he ever confided in. Did I believe him? Yes and no. She did have the tapes. Do we ever really know anyone? What's next, Jackie? Do you have a place to stay? She hung her head and stared into her empty coffee cup.
No.
Do you have any money?
No.
I sat there thinking through the whole thing and decided what my part would be. Jackie, I think this should be reported. However, if you want to call the cops right now, I am willing to be your witness to the events and face whatever charges of assault I may have to face.
If I do that, surely he will kill me.
She raised her head and looked me in the eyes. So here comes the look, I thought. It did. A look so inviting, it curled my toes. A look that suggested, may I come home with you? I took out my wallet and removed all the money from it, except $10,575. I put it on the table and stood. Good luck, Angel Eyes. I have to go. I will pay for the coffee on the way out. Sometimes going home alone without even a dog or cat ain't so bad.